From the Seven Feathers Casino Studio, KQEN weather, sunny in the Umpqua Valley, high of 80 today. Clear and concerningly breezy tonight with 56 the low. Winds up to 20 miles an hour. Not good for the fire situation. Sunny 84 on Thursday, also breezy. And on Friday, sunny and 86, staying in the mid to upper 80s going into the weekend. And right now in Roseburg, we are at 79 degrees. KQEN News Time, 1235.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is one of those times I wish I had more than 25 minutes because we've got an in-depth program to talk about a proposal by the city of Roseburg involving a land swap. You've been hearing about it in numerous stories and other interviews over the past few months. And Community Development Director Stuart Cowie in to give us an update. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
Well, a long process, a long time since it was originally talked about. Kind of give us an overview of the idea.
Sure, yeah. So the city has been looking at doing what we're referring to as an urban growth boundary swap. In statute, it's referred to as an urban growth boundary exchange for about the last 6 years. We're looking to do that swap in the Charter Oaks area. The Charter Oaks area has been looked at as an area for just urban growth boundary expansion for probably about 40 or 50 years. So, yeah, a long time in which the city has been looking to essentially expand their urban growth boundary to make it possible for additional housing developments. Given the housing shortage that we are facing right now, it's nice to be able to have this thing moving forward so that we can try to be able to create some additional housing opportunity.
So why is the swap needed versus just expanding into the Charter Oaks area?
Great question. So the city has made attempts at trying to expand our urban growth boundary, but the standards or criteria in order to do that are much more stringent. That's really based on population growth. Although our population is growing, it's not significant enough to just expand the boundary. So we were approached by two property owners that had significant acreage and constraints to the development of their property, primarily topographical issues and the fact that their property sat above the water service elevation line. So if they were to develop that, they would need to build some serious infrastructure at a hefty price, which didn't make it pencil for them. So they said, hey, we'd like to go outside of the UGB line or the city limits. And typically we don't go that direction, right, of de-annexing individuals, but we looked at this as an opportunity for us to swap their property that has constraints and go out to an area much more flat that already has an existing residential pattern of development and utilities in the area.
And when you look at development, the costs of developing on more hilly terrain is a lot more than in the flatland.
Oh, absolutely, right? You're dealing with one, does this hillside first sit above the water service elevation line? So am I going to have to build a water reservoir as part of this development? But then you just look at the practicality of being able to get roads to lots that could be built on, being able to excavate those lots to find a reasonably flat pad on which to build, the infrastructure issues with not only roads, but getting sewer and water lines up through those hills makes it much more cost prohibitive.
Now, years ago, and I want to say 90s, but I'm not sure, that it might have been early 2000s, there was an Oregon Department of Transportation plan regarding Charter Oaks, and it had a kind of a main road, or maybe not an arterial, but a main road that went through the Charter Oaks area. It included the idea of a bridge over onto Harvard, and then that road ultimately coming out kind of at the former Cruz Farms location. Whatever happened to that?
Yeah. So that's identified still within the city's transportation system plan, as well as the county's transportation system plan, certainly at least the north-south access point from Charter Oaks up to Melrose Road. Identified as a possibility for future development. Lots of questions of, well, will that be built before any homes out there? And the answer to that is no, right? There needs to be justification for that new type of construction. But is it possible? Absolutely. And that's identified in long-range plans.
And of course, things like building bridges and obtaining land to put in a main street and obviously come at a high ticket.
They do, right? Really going to be developer-driven, right? Any improvements are based on the development that's proposed, and essentially the developer is required to make those improvements. However, we want to try to facilitate this growth. So one of the big issues out there in that area is, although the city maintains the water system outside of the urban growth boundary currently, the sewer system has not been established as far as the sewer main extending that direction. So that comes at a serious cost to a developer. And we want to try to be able to, if this is approved, find ways to be able to assist in obtaining grant funds to be able to expedite that faster.
So a lot of steps in this process. Talk about what the city council decided on Monday night and how that moves things forward.
Absolutely. Yes, a number of different steps to be able to get where we're at now, primarily putting our application together and looking at not just at the history of Charter Oaks, because that doesn't meet the statute requirements just based on history, right? But what are those statutory requirements, how are they outlined in administrative rule, and how do we as a city need to craft an application that addresses all of them. We've been working on this, like I said, for about 6 years. We had to put some foundational documents together before, but essentially what we presented to City Council last Monday was, here is our application. Here's how we feel that it meets the administrative rule and statutory requirements, and how we put this study together and zeroed in on the Charter Oaks area as the area that would most qualify. And City Council made a motion to approve that and directed staff to prepare written findings indicating that approval that we'll present to them at their next council meeting.
And then if what happens after that?
Yeah, if once those findings are adopted, then there's a second portion of this, recognizing that in order for it to be completed, the county needs to make some decisions as well. So it's already gone to both the city planning commission and the county planning commissions. Both commissions made positive recommendations to the city council and to the board of county commissioners. So a meeting will be scheduled to go before the board of county commissioners. There will be a public hearing held, and our hopes is that they approve their portions of which they have jurisdiction over.
So if you got through all of that, there's going to be other steps ahead, though, too, right?
Absolutely. Once this occurs, it's just kind of putting your foot in the front door, right, to move that urban growth boundary. But, there's a number of different things that have to occur before people actually start developing. And probably the most significant is extending that sewer main out that direction so that these new developments have the ability to connect into sewer. So we've been working really closely with the Roseburg Urban Sanitary Authority first in order for us to be able to qualify to understand and recognize, is it feasible to be able to sewer this area, which we've determined that it is. But then secondly, to actually engineer, design what the sewer main is going to look like going out that way. It's going to require a new pump station and then once that occurs, getting the funding to actually construct it.
So a lot there. And any idea on a timeline for actually getting to the point where that land is annexed in?
So at this point in time, just the UGB line is moving. We are, as part of this proposal, annexing the Troost right-of-way. It doesn't make sense for us to annex the actual property owners there if they can't connect into services or utilities like the sewer. So our hope is that if things run smoothly, probably 3 years, right? Maybe 4 years after in which that sewer main is constructed, it's been designed, and then we could see people saying, hey, we want to annex and develop.
All right, Stuart Cowley, the Community Development Director for the City of Roseburg. More when we come back. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Mike Winter's Lawn and Garden Show at 4. President Joe Biden addresses the nation. We'll carry that live at 5 o'clock. On Navarro's program, Will Lathrop, candidate for Attorney General in Oregon, will be on Inside Douglas County. From the City of Roseburg, Community Development Director Stuart Cowley talking about the proposed land swap with the Charter Oaks area. And are there other areas that could take land in Roseburg? It seems like without going up the hills, we've really kind of met our top.
Yeah, there's very little developable land for residential purposes that don't come with some serious development constraints, either steep slopes, wetland constraints, big factors that just drive the cost of development up. As part of this process, we had to evaluate other areas that we could potentially go to. One was up in the Wilbur area, the other was in the East Dixonville area. A lot of people look at this as, hey, the silver bullet to fixing our housing shortage. And I really have looked at it as just one tool that we need to use in order to be able to address our 20-year projections of the housing that we need. I mean, just this is really designed for detached single-family dwellings in this area to be able to match the existing residential pattern in the Charter Oaks location. But that single family dwelling or residential need, this Charter Oaks area, if it was to be fully built out, it only covers a third of what we need in the next 20 years. So if this is to be approved, we are going to, be going back to the drawing board about, okay, what do we do next?
Yeah, and because you've gotten a lot of input over the years from business, the business community, people, trying to expand local businesses. They try to hire folks who sometimes even accept jobs and then get down here and look around and go, I've got no place to live.
Yeah, those individuals have been some of our biggest supporters in that they recognize the absolute need for market rate housing for their workforce. And they have been the ones that have been coming to our public hearings, have been giving us written letters of support, identifying that, like you said, they have a challenging time attracting and keeping individuals here because of the housing shortage.
And do you feel like there's been some kind of reluctance to let Roseburg grow?
I don't know if there's necessarily been a reluctance in as much as Oregon's land use system is extremely complicated. And it has a lot of parameters around providing growth, urban levels of growth only occurring inside urban growth boundaries. So as a result, you don't see sprawl outside of those areas like you would in other states. And if you're dealing with an urban growth boundary that was developed back in, you know, the early 80s, there wasn't an evaluation as much at that time of, well, what are the water service elevations? How do we actually get all of the utilities and the logistics around that to some of these steep slopes? Those things weren't, thought about, or they weren't discussed. And so the challenges, I think, are just here's what we have and how do we work around those rules in order to be able to make it possible for additional development.
And it seems like when you look at the topography of Roseburg, that has been one of the limiting factors. You've got a freeway that runs right through the middle of town. You've got a river that runs right through town. You've got Mount Nebo, which, though they took part of it away a long time ago, it's not going anywhere. And then also on the north end, you get up by the North Umpqua River. So there are a lot of things that kind of set the framework for what we've stuck with for a long time.
Yeah, it's working within those parameters of our existing river and our topographical issues, where our water service elevation line is, how we can get services to these locations to be able to determine the best spots. And that's a challenge. Interestingly enough, on the vacant lands that we have, the majority of them, are in steep slopes, which require geotechnical reports. And those are absolutely necessary for that development, but they certainly add additional costs.
And it would seem like one idea on housing, though it is not your traditional detached single-family home, is more multi-use units. I mean, we're seeing some things in the downtown area. Everybody knows there's a lot of second and third floors in buildings that have sat vacant for decades.
Yeah. We need housing across the board, all types of housing. And we've been very fortunate to see a lot of new housing happening out the Diamond Lake corridor with all of the new apartments that have been built. About 400 new units over the last 4 years, right, that have been constructed, which really helps out for our multifamily dwelling needs. But this UGB swap will really address single-family dwellings.
And you don't have, because of the topography, you don't have, think of other communities. Think of Corvallis or Washington County, where it's largely flat for miles. And so while there's been back and forth about, farmland versus land for other purposes and industrial land, the land is available. People just have to agree what the purpose is going to be for it. Here, the land isn't, there's just not that much of it.
Yeah, it makes it more challenging to determine, okay, what spots could we possibly expand to? The UGB swap was our tool, and that it was indeed a swap, not necessarily an acre for acre swap, but based on density. But the areas are limited because of the constraints that we have, like you mentioned.
Now, you've got a lot of work into this, and you've got a webpage as well that really kind of explains it. Talk about what folks can see on that.
Absolutely. We would encourage folks to go to the city's website under the Community Development Department section and upcoming news or special projects. There's a whole page devoted to the UGB swap, which gives some general information as well as key documents that people can link to be able to see. It provides information in regards to upcoming meetings, as well as if people want to sign up for email notifications in regards to the happenings with the UGB swap. It's all available there.
And now you said the staff has been working on this for about 6 years. How long have you been community development director?
7 years.
So this has been like your sort of midlife work.
it really has. We it's been nice to be able to see that there's this option to recognize the foundational items that needed to be completed in order to even start on an application, to work back and forth with the Department of Land Conservation and Development, which is our state agency that helps to regulate land use requirements, and see it through this process by going before both planning commissions, the city council, and now to have it go before the county commissioners. It's been rewarding, and yeah, hoping that it gets approved.
And you would like to see all of this happen before you get a whole lot older then?
Well, considering that the city has been looking at going out to the Charter Oaks area for the last 40 years, yes, I'm hoping that there's some development that occurs before another 40 years.
And again, what's the where do people find that webpage?
That's located at the city's webpage, www.cityofroseburg.org, on the community development section.
All right, Stuart Cowway is the community development director. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.